Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Doctors claim that we have a two-tier medical system in this country, with public and private patients actually getting access to different drugs, help and services. And Professor Michaela Higgins is a consultant oncologist at St Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin. Michaela, thank you for joining us in the programme today. What exactly does it mean when we hear about a two-tiered cancer system in Ireland?
Thank you for having me. Yes, so what's happened is, since the middle of last year, all of the private health insurers in Ireland have agreed to pay for the latest cancer treatments as soon as they're approved by the European Medicines Agency, or the EMA. Unfortunately, however, for public patients, they have to wait to access the same drugs until they've gone through quite a long and time-consuming approval process with the HSE. And that process, for example, for cancer medicines last year was taking an average of almost 2 years. And that's led to the heartbreaking situation, really, where two patients with the very same cancer in Ireland can be treated quite differently, with a private patient able to access the gold standard, most modern treatment, while a patient in a public hospital, unfortunately, may be receiving a treatment that we know to be less effective.
So if you're a public patient, you're getting different drugs than the private patient with the same illness as you?
Sometimes, not always. For a lot of our treatments, they're the same across the board. This is particularly for the most expensive and newer drugs, which have recently, or in the last couple of years, been approved by the European agency, but haven't yet been reimbursed by the Irish system. And it's really a problem globally, not just for Ireland, to be honest, but for healthcare systems all over the world, because oncology and cancer medicines have become so very expensive. Up until about 10 years ago, we were treating people with relatively less expensive chemotherapies, but nowadays we're all about personalized, very sophisticated targeted medicines and immunotherapies. And while they are great treatments and we're delighted to use them, they unfortunately are much more expensive. And so these new medicines are very hard to afford for any government to afford, and they have to go through this long process. So this is a new problem in Ireland, that the private patients have access quickly and the public patients, unfortunately, are having to wait up to about 2 years at the moment.
Now, I suppose some people might say, Michaela, if you're paying for private healthcare yourself personally, and some people might be paying, you know, very high premiums for certain policies, I suppose they are maybe in some way contributing to that, you know, to having access to getting that particular drug.
I'm sure some people might say that, but I would say that's very hard to swallow if you're a patient who simply doesn't have the ability to pay for that and has the very same cancer, is suffering equally, has an equal drive to survive and to live for your family, and unfortunately can't access the drugs.
Why does it take nearly 2 years, Michaela, to for that drug get its approval? Like, what is the, is it a bureaucracy or red tape? Why is there that delay?
All of the above, yes. So in fairness to the HSE, you know, the amount of money they're spending on cancer drug costs has actually tripled in the last decade. They are providing more and more money to pay for these more expensive drugs. The approval, the drug approval process in Ireland, I find it to be quite thoughtful and considerate, but it's grossly understaffed, and at the moment it's very inefficient. There's about a 33-step process that a drug has to go through between being approved by the Europeans and available, and it simply takes too long to get through that process. So at a minimum, that process needs to be overhauled, the staffing needs to be increased, the process needs to be more transparent, and I would argue also needs to have patients and potentially clinicians involved in the process. There was a report commissioned by the HSE and provided by Mazars to the Minister for Health last year. We're waiting that to be published formally, but we have made several submissions to it, and the recommendations were very reasonable. It included things like increasing the staffing within the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics, the body that weigh up the pros and cons of approving drugs for Ireland. But the suggestions of that report have yet to be implemented, unfortunately.
The fact that you're... No, go on ahead, Michaela.
Sorry, go ahead. I was going to say the other part of this, of course, is that the manufacturers, the large pharma companies who make these drugs, they need to charge less for them. They need to offer reasonable prices because they really are making astronomical amounts of money from these drugs. So there's an important piece to be done to get them to lower their prices.
The fact that you're here talking, you know, to us today about this and this particular issue now in the, within the medical system is being highlighted. Do you think that it's likely to change?
I hope so. I think there is definitely now an interest and there's voices coming from all sides. So patients are wanting this. We've got ourselves as clinicians advocating. And I do think the pharma companies are willing to come along with reasonable suggestions. So I'm hopeful that we will see changes here. But I think it's very important that we guide the government and advocate for our patients. For example, we need a bit of a longer term strategy and thinking here. None of us can afford these spiraling drug costs. So we need to look and spend our money wisely, for example, at strategies to prevent cancer, to reduce smoking, for example, or indeed to catch it early, because most cancers, if detected early, can be cured with surgery. So the wise place to put our money would be into, for example, lung cancer screening among smokers in middle age or into preventing smoking in the first place. So we just need a longer range and multifaceted approach to this problem of cancer drug costs.
Professor Michaela Higgins, consultant oncologist at St Vincent's University Hospital. Michaela, thank you for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. The email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com, if you want to get in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.